Okay, when we are 100% spiritual, we see the material world also as spiritual. So what is the difference between material and spiritual? See, there is essentially the words material and spiritual are used in two ways. One is in terms of composition and the other is in terms of application. So in terms of composition means that there is the material world which is made of matter, and matter is as contrasted to spirit, which is Satchitananda. Matter is Asat, Achit, Nirananda. Matter is temporary, matter is lacking in consciousness, matter is not joyful, whereas spirit is. So it is important for us, at least in the initial stages of our spiritual life, to differentiate between matter and spirit. That this is material, this is spiritual. If I see a good looking form, I have to understand that the beauty of this form is will not be there if the soul goes out of it. So actually it's just an illusion which is created because of the presence of the soul, who is the source of the beauty in it. So we, in the initial stage, differentiate between matter and spirit, and this differentiation is based on composition. And this composition never changes. Even when I become spiritually advanced, it is not that matter will become Satchitananda for me. Matter will also be Asat Achit Nirananda only. But I will, so now we will look at the material spiritual difference from another perspective. That is from the point of view of application. Application means that if anything can be used in the service of Krishna, then it can be called spiritual. So it can be called as spiritual because it is being used for a spiritual purpose of serving Krishna. So from that perspective, we will be able to see everything in the world as potentially spiritual, as potentially meant for the service of Krishna. So that is the vision that we acquire. So Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, and one day he was chanting Hare Krishna on the terrace of the temple on the first floor, and he looked out of the looked out from the balcony, and he saw there was a flatbed truck going over there, and he saw the flatbed truck and he got an idea. Oh, you know, we can put Jagannath Baldev Subhadra on the truck and we can have Jagannath Rath Yatra. Now how many of us will see a flatbed truck as a potential avenue for Jagannath Rath Yatra? So that is the meaning of spiritual vision. So Prabhupada still saw the rath, he saw the truck. It was not that suddenly the truck got transformed into something else. He saw the truck, but along with the truck, he saw something else. That this is also has the potential for serving Krishna. So that means that is from the perspective of application. So now we cannot think of application of everything material in the service of Krishna in the early stages of our spiritual life, because we are so much having materially enjoying mentality that we will not be able to attract, we will ourselves get attracted to those material things. So that's why initially we differentiate, this is matter, this is spirit. I should stay away from matter and I should engage myself in spirit. And then gradually as we become more and more purified, then we will see within everything material the potential to be engaged in Krishna's service. And we will engage then in Krishna's service. And then in that sense it will be spiritual for us. But that doesn't mean that it is not material. It is, so when we say material things become spiritualized, that means it's not that their composition changes, but we see within material things the potentiality to be engaged in devotional service. And in that sense, they become spiritual for us. Okay, does that answer the question?